Joining me live in studio today from the Thane Senior Center is Director of the Center, Melinda Pebbles. Also in studio is Mike Wellman, who is on the Board of Directors for the Thane Senior Center today. Melinda, Mike, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Duke.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
I appreciate you both stepping in studio and taking some time out of your day to let us know about something that is going to be on the ballot for some of our listeners for the upcoming primary election on August 16th. Mike, we'll start with you. Tell us about this special senior tax district. What is this? Give us a background on it.
All right. We're asking everyone to vote yes for the formation of the Lower Valley Senior Citizens Service District, August 16th. Just want everyone to know, at the Thane Senior Center, our meals cost about twice of what we charge. We have to make up the difference through different funds. Many of those funds are administered by government agencies, so read into that rigid, structured, specific thing. I'm so happy that we have Melinda, the magician, that can handle all that stuff.
He's too kind.
Yeah. The current funding process is based on meals served. So the number of meals you serve this year impacts your funding in 2 years. I will tell you, if you're ever short 1 year, in 2 years is when you're going to feel that damage, Duke. So that two-year lag is a little difficult to project.
Yeah.
Now, think back 2 years ago. Do you remember what we were doing? Well, we were in the middle of COVID.
Right.
And what is really going to be a hard on all of us is gas was going for about $2.17 per gallon.
No, you had to say I
think it's more than that right now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, at the center, we also feel the impact of gas. You know, we put about 2,000 miles on monthly on our vehicles delivering home meals. So we get to feel that. Well, at the same time, grocery prices has risen. Overall, they're up about 8%, depending on the product. Meat, fish, eggs are up 13%. Fresh fruit is up 10%. And vegetables are up about a 4% increase. And, you know, that's very hard to project out.
Absolutely. So, Melinda, tell us, with that in mind, tell us what this would do then. What's the proposal here for this tax district?
So on the primary ballot, you'll notice that if you're in the Lower Valley, our service area, you will see the special tax district for the senior center. That's just to help us with our general expenses, to help us be a little bit more stable financially, to help the senior center, to help the seniors in our community. You guys have probably all noticed the headlines across the state. Wyoming's senior population is growing. It's grown 40% recently. So that's a huge jump. So we're seeing a huge increase in demand, obviously, and then our costs have just skyrocketed. So we're looking at this just to make us a little bit more financially secure. All of our funding currently comes from grants and donations. So this will really help the Senior Center to serve the seniors here in the Lower Valley.
In studio today is Mike Wellman on the Board of Directors for the Thane Senior Center, Melinda Pebbles, the Director of the Thane Senior Center as well. So, Mike, what are the boundaries for this tax district?
Okay, if you would imagine the Narrows, we're going to start there. So if you go from the Narrows across to Turnerville and then go straight north to Alpine, across to the Idaho state line and back down to the Narrows, you'd pretty much
the entire Lower Valley.
Yeah, and so it's about 122 square miles. In fact, it's the miles that we deliver home meals to.
Okay.
The Thane Senior Center.
And Melinda, what is the actual proposal for the tax district? What would be the rates here?
So what you're looking at, we're just asking for one mill. We could ask for more, but we know right now, obviously, we just really want what we need at this time. So one mill. If you're looking at a $1 million home, which some of us may fall into, definitely not me, that's about $95 a year on your tax bill. So, I mean, looking at that, that's $7.92 per month. If you look at that right now, obviously that doesn't buy very much. A couple gallons of milk, a little over a gallon of gas. So just one mill is what we're looking at right now for that.
Gotcha. And Mike, remind us again what this money goes towards for the Thane Senior Center.
It'll be for general operating costs, nothing else. It's just trying to help us mitigate the cost in food, fuel, and labor costs. And then there's always that unknown cost. Eventually, we'll have to replace our vehicles. Eventually, a oven, a stove, a freezer, something will fail, and we have to pay for that out of funds. And again, I'm so happy that we have Melinda so she can do her magic. She's also a dietitian to figure out how we can cut costs in food and still provide nutritious meals and buy the vehicle. So it's always a challenge for a 501(c).
Absolutely. In studio today, Mike Wellman, Board of Directors for the Thane Senior Center. Melinda Pebbles, the director. And this will be showing up for those that would live in this district on the primary election ballot, August 16th. The upcoming primary is when this would show up for those living within the Lower Valley, Alpine to Thane, and everywhere in between, right? So, yeah. Mike, Melinda, anything else you feel needs to be mentioned here?
Well, the district will be managed by a board of 5 members, a board of directors, and those will be voted on in the general election. So there will be an oversight function for this money.
And I guess worth reiterating also that it is the Thane Senior Center, but you guys are already serving from Thane to Alpine, it sounds like, right?
Yes,
and everywhere in between.
Yes.
Yeah, we service over 21,000 meals every year, which is crazy.
21,000?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes, and we would love anyone to come in and see what we have. We have lots of different activities and services, and we're hoping to do more. Obviously, a little extra funding will help us to increase our services as well as increase, you know, the seniors that are able to come in, as well as the population changes that we're having right now. So we're just hoping everyone will vote yes and support the seniors. Obviously, not everyone here is a senior, but I'm sure everyone knows a family member, friend, neighbor, you know, someone at your church that's a senior. And hopefully all one day we will be seniors, I guess. So.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're heading in that direction.
We are.
Anyway,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a good thing.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for coming in and telling us about this and why it's going to be on the ballot. So, August 16th on the primary ballot for those living in the Lower Valley area of Star Valley. Mike, Melinda, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.